In Ivory Coast, incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo has agreed to negotiate a peaceful end to the country's political crisis, but has still given no indication he plans to step down. Chris Altieri reports.
The international community is pressuring Gbagbo to cede power to challenger Alassane Ouattara, whom both the Independent Electoral Commission of Ivory Coast and the international community have recognized as the winner of November's presidential election, while regional powers have threatened to force Gbagbo out. Ouattara remains isolated in a hotel where he's being protected by UN troops. A spokesman for the UN mission in Ivory Coast, Hamadoun Touré, says Ouattara's temporary headquarters have been attacked, apparently by forces loyal to Gbagbo.
The headquarters of the RHDP, RHDP is the party allied to Alassane Ouattara. People were arrested. We don't have confirmation of killings. According to first reports yet to be confirmed, at least two people were killed.
Ouattara wants foreign intervention to oust the man clinging to power. The country that would likely lead such a mission, however, Nigeria, is occupied with terror attacks at home, and troops from several other countries that might participate in such a mission also have their hands full at present, mainly with fighting the North African branch of the Al-Qaeda Islamic Terror Network. I'm Chris Altieri.